I guess I'm very lucky in the sense that I get to call two places home. New York City, which is a never-ending marvel, and Buffalo, which is just a very wonderfully nurturing place. I love the people in Buffalo. I love the courage and the values and the joy of the people in Buffalo. And I always am thrilled when I come home. I'm always very happy when I come home. And the only problem is that, of course, when you get connected with your family, you become, you know, what you were when you were 12. It's a little ridiculous to be 67 and acting like a 12-year-old.
Do you have any favorite memories growing up in an Italian household in Buffalo?
When I was born, we lived above my grandmother's bar, which was on Niagara and Breckenridge. So the first 5 years of my life, we were deeply in the Italian neighborhood. After that, my parents, you know, they were rising to the middle class. Then we moved over near the Albright Knox Art Gallery. So I feel like I had the best of both worlds in the sense of I was very, and you know, immersed in being an Italian, and also wasn't like it was all the only thing I knew.
I mentioned it because Italian themes have run through a lot of your projects, and I understand also when you were a child, you used to write stories about your neighbors.
Oh, yeah. This was when the TV series Peyton Place was on, and I wrote a novel, called Granger Place, which is the street we lived on. And I, you know, used all the names of all the neighbors and made up all this stuff about them sleeping with each other, and it was pretty ridiculous. I was probably, 10 or 11 years old.
You also grew up Catholic, and I only ask this because you're a drama producer, but there's quite the drama unfolding in today's Catholic Church here in Buffalo and elsewhere. And has that affected you personally?
You know, I feel like my writing is informed in a large part because of my upbringing in Buffalo. And a lot of that had to do with being raised Catholic. My whole feeling about the church at this point is I believe in a lot of what the church teaches, but I don't believe in sort of the priest speaks for God. We find more and more that priests are just like any other people and can be as flawed and as corrupt as anybody. That doesn't mean all priests. I happen to know a lot of priests who are extraordinary. But it is something that you have to sort of divide, in my mind. You have to separate the teachings of the church from the men who say that they're representing those teachings.
I didn't think that you would shy away from the question because many of the themes that we see in your series, Oz, St. Elsewhere, Homicide, American Tragedy, Borgia, I mean, they're very gritty. Religion is in there, freedom, a lot of violence. But real life to extreme really seems to be the greatest spark of your creativity. It's like you say, it informs your creativity.
I'll say this, that I've been very blessed in my career that I've been constantly given the opportunity to write television shows the way I want to, and not to try to just do the easy, you know, commercial version of a story. And I take that responsibility extremely seriously. Talk about, in my work, the way the world looks in an unvarnished way. You know, so much television is comforting and comfortable, and I think that that's good, but I think there need to be other voices expressing other aspects of our lives, because you can pretend that at the end of 45 minutes the cops are going to arrest the bad guy, but that's not always what happens. And so by just telling the same sort of story over and over, week after week after week, it sort of reinforces this false sense of security for people. And I think in a democracy, we need to be as aware as we can possibly be of the problems as well as the strengths and the values of our country.
And since you brought that up, I'll ask you about the election. What are your thoughts?
My parents were, you know, New Deal FDR Democrats. My whole family are still Democrats. I'm glad that we're going to have a shift in Washington so that it isn't just one-party rule. One-party rule didn't work for the Soviet Union, so I don't think it should work for America. I think it's good that there's going to be a Democratic House and a Republican Senate. And I'm hoping that after all these years of divisiveness in the Capitol between the politicians, that they will learn that the only way to serve us, the American people, is to work together as opposed to trying to kick each other's teeth in.